You would think that the last thing that most parents need in their lives is more misbehaved children. Yet people do watch TV shows like Super Nanny, a British nanny dispenses advice to some pretty desperate American parents. NPR's Elizabeth Blair takes a look at what viewers get out of watching other people's screaming kids.
They're every parent's worst nightmare.
Enough already. I told you to stop complaining.
Kids completely out of control.
Kids out of control and parents totally unhinged. That's what millions of people see when they tune into the shows Super Nanny and Nanny 911. Here's the concept. A family living in chaos is observed by a seasoned British nanny.
Mum was holding the door to keep Tori in, but then little Tommy would come out, and then she'd go and put little Tommy back, and Tori would come out. Close it!
The nanny figures out what the parents are doing wrong and trains them in techniques to make things better. So what is the appeal of watching another family's meltdown? Let's get a professional opinion from a nanny at the playground.
I mean, why do you watch it?
I look at it because I want to see how the American people deal with their children.
Sitting on a park bench with her two little charges, Marlene Taylor is a nanny in Washington, D.C.
I'm from the island. And I think here the parents are too lax. Sometimes we wonder why they have kids. I'm being honest with you. You know, because when you see what the children do to the parents, it's like, I can't believe.
No fighting! Do you hear me?
Oh yeah, I watch it and my husband thinks I'm crazy for wanting to put it on.
Carrie Kirby is representative of a huge part of the audience for nanny TV shows, The Mom. She's a big fan of Super Nanny's Jo Frost on ABC. She also writes a Chicago Moms blog. Kirby says she learns a lot by peering into another family's dirty laundry.
It's almost like a free parenting class. I mean, I have learned some useful things from it. You know, she does a timeout technique almost every episode.
Explain.
Boy, look at me.
Just when... talk.
Like a coach training an athlete, here's Jo Frost working with a dad as he tries to keep his little girl on the naughty step.
You'll get off the step when you learn how to share with Tommy. You understand?
No, what is it that she did wrong?
You were screaming and you wanted to take everything.
That's why you're on this step.
That's why you're on the step.
It's like a cautionary tale. You know, some of the parenting things, I already knew I should be doing this. I should be firm about that. But when you see how bad it can be if you don't do these things, and it really gets you to do them.
But Kirby says the best part about watching Super Nanny
is just reassurance that my kids are not nearly as bad as some of the other kids out there, and my parenting skills are not as bad as some of those parents.
Nothing like feeling a little pleasure in someone else's pain. But let's get clinical. Kimberly Bell is a clinic associate at the Hannah Perkins Center for Child Development in Cleveland.
Maybe I'll have a parent session and the parent will say, oh, did you see Nanny 911 last night?
Dr. Bell is concerned that these shows make dealing with the inner psyche of a child look easy.
You know, you're not just seeing children that are out of control. You're seeing children that are in a great deal of emotional pain. So parents want that to stop. And so anytime they're given a technique, they really want that quick fix.
But Super Nanny Jo Frost says there is nothing quick or easy about the process the families go through.
I really do salute their courage because, you know, without those families, they wouldn't have helped the millions of people that have received that help. So, you know, really, the thank you is to those families.
I think we'll be a really happy family soon.
After all, on these nanny TV shows, a family's rawest moments are on display. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And you can watch a video of Super Nanny Jo Frost explaining the principles of the naughty step at our website, npr.org.